The Warriors and Trailblazers squaring off in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, a Tuesday night matchup at Oracle Arena, where Stephen Curry was electric, driving the action for the Warriors with a game-high 36 points and 9 three-pointers. Klay Thompson adding 3 trays on the way to 26 points, with Draymond Green providing a powerful presence in a double-double 12-point-10 rebound night, and the bench, key to the effort, contributing 36 points as the Warriors strike first, taking Game 1, 116-94, the final.
You guys were really effective defensively against McCollum and Lillard tonight. Talk a little bit about that. How important was that to the outcome?
Well, they're a tremendous backcourt. We're well aware of what they're capable of, so we're paying a lot of attention to them, just trying to stay all over them if we can and not give up anything easy. And I thought our defense was good, but I also thought we benefited from the schedule. You know, we were able to finish our last series on Friday, and they had to go to a tough Game 7 in Denver and a quick turnaround. So the schedule favored us, but I thought we took advantage of the situation and got off to a good start.
Second row, right-hand side.
Anthony Sutter with The Athletic. Were you shocked how they defended Steph, dropping their big so far off?
No. Nothing really shocks me. We've seen pretty much everything, and I think every defense is sort of personnel-based. And so, these playoff series are always interesting, and they didn't have, a whole lot of time to prepare, so they've got a tape to look at, and I'm sure they'll make some adjustments. But, you got to do what you're most comfortable with, what your players are comfortable with, and that's what every team tries to do. So Steph got free and had a big night and carried us at times, and obviously that was a big part of the game. I also thought the key stretch for us was the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. You know, they made it a six or seven point game to start the fourth. Portland made a really good run at the end of the third, and our bench came in, did a fantastic job getting us the lead back up to about 12 or so before we went back to our starters. So great job by our bench.
Steve Markman, Dina Bay Area News Group. On that note, with the bench, what did you also see in the second quarter and overall to be able to carry what they showed in Game 6?
Well, same thing, second quarter. Jonas came in, knocked down a couple shots. I thought Jordan Bell's minutes were good. They just came in and executed and defended. And, the biggest thing is if we can buy some time for our starters to rest and even extend the lead, then, that's a huge deal for us. And this series feels like it's a series where we can play more people. You know, it's a different matchup. And I think that what you saw tonight is what we'd like to get to every night if we can, in terms of playing 10, 11 guys.
Third row, right-hand side.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. When did the med staff clear Damian Jones to play, and how was that for you to be able to send him on the court after all he's been through?
Yeah, so he was cleared basically the last couple of days. He was cleared for contact. He played a 3-on-3 yesterday. As of shoot around today, we had declared him out because we were just sort of, in that routine over the last several months. And, when we got to the stadium, the training staff said, he can go tonight. So we had that extra roster spot because of our injuries and put him out there. So it felt good to put him there the last couple minutes, to see him do well. He's been working unbelievably hard, and he's such a great kid. And so it's nice to see DJ back out on the floor.
Third row, left-hand side.
Coach Kerr, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. You just mentioned about buying time, with this little layoff that you had.
About what?
Buying time, for rest for your players. That's kind of like a strategy going in here, because you got away with not playing one player over 40 minutes tonight. That strategy you came in with tonight?
Yeah. As I said, we feel like this is a series where we can use more bench players, and that'll be the strategy if we can. but every game's different, so we'll see how it goes.
Scott Osler, Chronicle. Steve, what did you think of your team's pace and push, the way they pushed the ball?
I thought it was good. I thought we were actually in a rush the first half. We took some quick shots. Turnovers weren't too bad. I think we had 7 at the half. We finished with 14, which is a decent number. But it seemed like we were just in a hurry. The first half took a lot of quick ones. We were just not quite in our rhythm. But sometimes that happens, you know, the first game of a series. You're kind of feeling out the game. And I thought we settled in better in the second half.
C.J. Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. Steve, what did you think of the game of Drebko, Looney, and Bell? Trio bigs came off the bench. They combined for a plus 20 tonight. What did you think of their games overall?
They were great. Looney has been great, you know, throughout the playoffs, every round. You know, and Jonas and Jordan have played, you know, sporadically the first two rounds. But both guys came in, gave us a big lift today.
Coach Bruce McGowan with KCBS. The Blazers made a couple of runs, you know, made it interesting, but you never got the feeling they were really going to make that push. Did you always feel pretty comfortable, you know, or was there always a little uncertainty because you know what Lillard and McCollum are capable of doing?
You never feel that comfortable as an NBA coach in any game because everyone's got talent. Especially this team with McCollum and Lillard, we know what they're capable of. We've seen both of them just have huge nights in the playoffs. CJ's game 7 was incredible the other day. And Damian goes without saying, you know, what he's done. So, you know, we go into the fourth. I think it was a 6-point game. No, I did not feel comfortable.
Coach Logan Murdock, NBC Sports Bay Area. You talked about the run in the third quarter, and they had 31 free throw attempts to you, or I think 18. Is there stuff that you want to kind of fix going into game 2 as far as maybe sluggishness and things of that nature?
Yeah, we'll watch the tape tomorrow as a team. Your coaching staff will come in the morning and watch it, and you always figure some things out. You see some things. You recognize some patterns when you go back and look at the tape. So there's always adjustments to make, win or lose. So we'll look for areas where we can get better, and keeping them off the foul line is one of them for sure.
Second row, left-hand side.
Steve, Draymond's had a string of pretty good games, but what have you seen from him from a leadership standpoint during the playoffs?
I just think he's very comfortable. You know, he's playing at such a high level, and he's, you know, he's mentoring the younger guys. He's talking to them on the sidelines, and, you know, Draymond is one of the smartest players I've ever been around, and you know, he walks that line between being over the top emotional and passionate, and I think he's walking the line really well right now. He's just playing the game and delivering in a big way.
Jim Barnett, I thought Golden State's defensive game plan tonight was really, really good against Portland and made those guards work very, very hard.
Yeah, they tried essentially what Houston was doing to the Warriors, trying to take the ball out of the hands of the shooters, which are the two guards. And they double-teamed. Now, the Warriors gave up a little bit inside, but I'll tell you what, they also fought inside, and they recovered extremely well in the lane like that. And because the Blazers shot a horrendous 36% tonight, I think at halftime they were under 33%. So the backcourt, starting backcourt for both teams, obviously Thompson and Curry, finished with 62, and McCollum and Lillard finished with 36. And the disparity in the percentage, McCollum and Lillard 11 of 31, that's like 38%, and they were only 3 of 10 from 3-point range. And Thompson and Curry combined 12 of 24 from 3. I mean, that in there gives you a huge advantage. And they defended the 3-point line very, very well. The Warriors did 7 of 28, as you mentioned, 25%. So the Warriors were plus 30 in 3-point field goals made, plus 30. And they made 10 more.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Let's get back to what they were doing.
Okay.
The trapping at the beginning of the game. They were a little impatient with those traps. It came early. It came, you know, too quickly.
They were too anxious.
They settled down over the course of the game. But
we know Terry Stotts, great guy, smart guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to come up with some sort of a counter for game two, right?
Yes, I would think so. And that is, they've got to get rid of the ball before the double team comes.
Right.
I'm talking about Lillard and McCollum.
So maybe bring a big up higher, catch the ball.
You catch the ball, then you release. That's how you beat a double team. In fact, if you're really smart, you can invite a double team, and you beat them to the punch. Because then if you get rid of it right away, then you've got, you know, we've seen Draymond do that. You have a 3-on-2 inside.
And even if you're a Warrior fan thinking about that, visualize what Steph Curry does with Draymond in that pick and roll.
Yes.
Sometimes Draymond does the 3-on-2. Sometimes Steph will relocate and get a handoff.
And sometimes Draymond will throw the lob inside, right, or he'll throw to the corner for a 3. And they did that time and again, at least 10 times in the fourth quarter against Houston with Curry and Draymond. And Curry got rid of the ball. Draymond's wide open, and he did it. And actually, Curry could have gone further. He got trapped more near the half-court line a little bit, you know, in between the three-point line and the half-court. That draws them out that far, and they don't have time. It's too much distance to cover. But I will say this about what the Warriors, the way they played tonight. I felt throughout the whole game that they did successfully turn it on when they had to. You know, they had a 17-point lead in the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, though,
it was up by six.
Yeah. And they're playing with fire a little bit. I'm just going to, you know, be a little cautionary there. I thought, and every time tonight they did respond. They turned it back on again. They'd put it up to double figures, 11 or 12. They'd get back to 9. And what concerned me with that 17-point lead in the third quarter, and they cut it back to 7. Remember, early in the first half, Portland was behind by 17 to Denver.
Absolutely.
In game 7, yeah. And they came back and won. And I'm a little superstitious. I never mentioned that on the air to you, Tim, but it went through my brain.
Yeah, they weren't very good at coming back off big leads in the regular season, but they've been much better out in the postseason. I think they've had like 4 comebacks in games where they've been down by double digits or more. So to me, what scares me about maybe a game 2 is McCollum or Lillard getting hot.
They're going to come back with a vengeance. There's no better competitor than Lillard, okay? And just like Stephen Curry, he doesn't do it with that force, but he just cuts you apart. What a game he had tonight offensively. I mean, 9 of 15 from three-point range, and he just seemed very calm and moved it around nicely. And then Thompson, you know, what he did, Tim, was interesting because he started 3 of 4, and then he went 2 of 13. And after that time, he scored another 5 hoops, and I lost kind of track on that, but somewhere like 5 out of 7. He was really, really good once he sat down on the bench and came back in and didn't force the issue.
By the way, the 9 threes that Curry hit are the most ever against Portland in a playoff game. So he has that to add to his series of incredible 3-point numbers. But I thought tonight, you know, Portland to me showed some signs of fatigue, a lot of turnovers. They weren't making great decisions at times.
They were sloppy.
They were sloppy. The Warriors were sloppy early. I think they got better. But to me, you know, the cautionary thing is we know Portland's going to make an adjustment, and they're smart, they're well-coached, and they've got those great guards. The encouraging thing, Jim, I know, is that the Warrior bench is back.
That was going to be my next point exactly. Yeah. They were good, we knew, against Houston, and particularly coming down the stretch. But tonight, they get 36 points from the bench. And Quinn Cook, those 2 threes, it quelled any kind of eruption that Portland was trying to generate at that particular time. And Jarebko, you know, so they get 17 between them, and they go 3 of 4 from 3. They both get to the line, knocks down a couple of free throws. Jarebko was really good passing the ball, rebounding the ball, and it's very encouraging for him. But 36 points off the bench. And coming in, I think, over the season, the bench for Portland gave them about 34 points a night. And the Warriors, I think, were about 14. If I could be wrong in that. It was something like a 20-point disparity, but not tonight. Although Rodney Hood is an offensive juggernaut, and you've just got to take and concentrate on him, particularly when he steps onto the court.
Yeah, I think with Rodney Hood, you just can't let him you know, walk up to the free throw line. He took 7 free throws tonight in 26 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you keep him off the line and then force him into some tougher shots, you'll be fine. But he can score. There's no doubt about that. He can score.
So. Portland's not going to turn the ball over as generously as they did tonight.
No, they won't. But I think there are some really great things for the Warriors. Their defense was good. Got great play off the bench.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime that you win – you know, a game like this, no Kevin Durant, but you end up winning comfortably on your home floor, that's a really good sign for the Warriors.
Yeah, you just can't be lulled into saying, okay, we're going to, you know, just jog through the game and let them off the hook a little bit because we can turn it on any time. That was the only danger I saw in the game today because clearly, you know what, in all said and done, all the mistakes, Portland, the Warriors looked like the better team no matter what.
Damian Jones got to play. That was great to see.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, all right, JB, nice job tonight.
See you Thursday.
And throughout this series against the Trailblazers, for extended audio coverage of the Warriors in the 2019 NBA playoffs, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts by searching Golden State Warriors. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.